University of Alaska Fairbanks researchers are preparing to release a new variety of hull-less barley in time for spring planting. The UAF School of Natural Resources and Agricultural Sciences developed the new grain. Bob Van Veldhuizen works in the Agricultural Sciences School. He says it took nearly 15 years to cross and recross the right strains to develop the grain called Sunshine Barley. Van Veldhuizen says the barley has a high yield, good straw strength, so the stalks don't topple over before the grain can be harvested, a hull that falls off easily, and most exciting for the growers is that it is for human rather than animal consumption. Barley is an alternative to wheat for people allergic to gluten.
Barley doesn't contain gluten, and gluten is what makes bread rise when you make it. So barley is used for mostly, or barley flour rather, is used for things like flatbreads, pancakes, making noodles, things of that sort.
Van Veldhuizen says Sunshine Barley was bred for early maturity in northern climates. Feedstock barley has traditionally been grown in the Delta Junction area, but Van Veldhuizen says the Sunshine variety can be grown wherever Alaskan farmers are planting crops. He says the new grain holds promise for growers, but it might take a while to build a market.
You know, it might just be whole grain in health food stores and that sort of thing for a while until somebody decides they want to turn it into a flour and try to turn it into a cracker or noodle or something along those lines.
He says early ripening Sunshine Barley has been field tested and selected, as well as kitchen tested, to ensure it is easy to mill, has a good flavor, and is full of nutrients. Van Veldhuizen says it's a big deal for the UAF school, since they no longer have a plant breeder on staff and no new crop varieties are being developed in Alaska. Van Veldhuizen says efforts to work with wheat varieties has consistently fallen short because wheat ripens 7 to 14 days later than barley, making it unlikely to mature in Alaska's short growing season. Van Veldhuizen says the school is also getting close to the final version of a new Alaska hardy variety of canola that can be pressed for cooking oil.